KUTX 98.9, live in Studio 1A with our Concert Club members. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you. We appreciate our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Joel Chalwick. I'm Jody Denberg, and this has been a long time coming, this being the new album from Walker Lukens. It's called Tell It to the Judge. It comes out Friday. The band's going to celebrate with an in-store at Waterloo Records. Heck, we're going to celebrate right now, live on KUTX, Walker Lukens and the Sidearms.
Yeah. Come on, y'all.
I never understood the night. No, I never understood what you meant when you said only vampires come alive. I've never understood the day.
One, two, three, four!
Let them all get away. With one hand in a peace sign, and on the other hand just wasting away. I wish it would roll on, but it fell right on. Understood the light. No, I never understood what you meant when you said time was only on my side. I never understood your face when you look right into me. Said I'm scared of losing now. Better back up carefully. I wish it won't roll on, but it fell right on. Taking a train, I don't know. Well, you left the water running, honey, so this you sort of stayed. Oh, sometimes you gotta grab it by the neck. Even if all the meaning isn't clear. Sometimes when it's all hands on deck. Even if all the good things disappear. Oh.
And the Sidearms live on KUTX. Never Understood is from the brand new album Tell It to the Judge. Congratulations, Walker and the band, for the new album.
Thank you so much.
Although it's been 4 years since your debut album, along the way you've been given us singles and EPs, and you and I talked about this once, I think, at Music Under the Star. You march to your own drummer time-wise. You put things out, you know, when you feel like doing it. And that's great. So why did you think now I want to put all these songs together on one record?
You know, I think that these songs, they belong together on that record. And it's how they were written as a whole. And I think they sound best as a whole. And I think, you know, I feel really grateful that people have the patience for releasing stuff this way. You know, in Austin, you're oversaturated. And so, you know, you hear about us all the time. But around the country, it's not the same thing. They need time to catch up. So it's really just the smartest way to put stuff out these days. And now it's finally out. So as a whole.
And what do we have on the cover here?
It's a summer squash.
I'm just going to leave that right there.
Yeah, just take it or leave it.
Yeah. Working with Jim Eno, I think it was the Every Night song that you did first as a single with Public Hi-Fi. Was that the beginning of your relationship with the Spoon drummer who produced this record?
Yeah, pretty much. I sort of, Jim is a really busy guy, and when I met him, Spoon was in the middle of a album cycle. So they were touring all over and just very busy. So I sort of just nudged him ever so often, and then we made a demo of that song, and I sent it to him over email and was just like, we got to do the song, man. We got to do the song. Finally warmed down, and we did it, and then he wanted to do a record. So we did a record.
And you obviously got along well enough to do a whole record. Since he's the drummer in Spoon, you know, he's not Brit. He's not out front. In the studio, is he pretty laid back, or, you know, did you feel like it was a 50-50 deal with you and him, or was he dictatorial at times? How did that work?
Jim is a consummate professional in the studio for the most part. He definitely is a really even temper and really even mood, which is awesome to be around. I think for us who were in there with him, it was pretty easy. I never felt like we had to manage Jim's mood, which is not always the case with music stuff, you know, because it's long hours. A lot of times you're doing it after another thing you've been working on, and Jim is even keeled, super professional, but, you know, I make him sound like he's like on Wall Street or something. It's not like that at all. It's like really easy to be around and jokes all the time and drinks too much coffee, just like me. So,
and I like that studio, Public Hi-Fi Studio.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Nice,
it's an amazing
place. So Friday you're doing an in-store at Waterloo, mm-hmm, for the album, and then I was looking at your itinerary, and you're all over the place except for this city called Austin.
Well, not exactly. Okay. Not exactly. So I have to confess that I don't like release shows, and the reason I don't like them is that they always happen before you go on tour, and I always think we sound best after we go on tour. So there's that reason. And the other thing, too, is that I feel like it's not the best way to celebrate the music. So this year I wanted to do something different, and we're doing an event at the Native Hostel, which just opened, which is at 4th and 35. We actually sold out of so Zach, who's an amazing chef, is actually making dinner for 13 people. And then you actually get yeah, it's pretty amazing. Zach's a great cook. I feel like we're really clapping for his fiance right now because she gets to eat it all the time. But anyway, he's making dinner. And then you get a bed, and it's going to be a cool all-night music event. I think we're going to open up maybe 20 more tickets just to come to the show, but I just want to do something different because I feel like listening to music at a show is something that you're used to and something that we love doing, but it's not necessarily the best way to make it unique to you. So that's why we're not playing in Austin right away. We will do that down the line, I promise. We always do.
All right.
Yeah.
And Friday at Waterloo Records, which is different, and Studio 1A, which is a different vibe.
Yeah, I love this place.
And we're going to do another song live on the air, and then we'll do another one off the air, and we're going to post these songs on our website along with some video. The album's called Tell It to the Judge, Walker Lukens in the Sidearms. Which one you want to do?
We're going to do Don't Want to Be Lonely.
Put down your guitar, man, you're using it wrong. Can't make that feeling unique, come back like you know. Unclench your fist, stay, and uncurl your lip, oh, cause your best bet you took, I don't know. Caught all that like nobody, but you know. a feeling. It's always changing. It's always more than you know that they knew. Don't wanna be lonely, and I don't wanna leave you alone. It's the last call, it's the last thing I needed to know. Don't wanna be lonely, and I don't wanna leave you alone. It's the last call, it's the last thing I needed to know. Box is broken, oh, it's always laughing, oh, it's always in on the joke. Cut the open, oh, is it moving, oh, I wanna know if it's broke. Don't wanna be lonely, and I don't wanna leave you alone. It's the last call, it's the last thing I needed to know. Don't wanna be lonely, and I don't wanna leave you alone. It's the last call, it's the last thing I needed to know.
And the Sidearms, live on KETX. Mackenzie Griffin on keyboards and backing vocals. Adam Mason on the bass. Kyle Vondero on guitar. And Zach Catanzaro. Hope I got that right.
Catanzaro.
Catanzaro.
You did really, really valiant effort, though, Jody. You should feel good about yourself.
I'm feeling pretty good. Also, Zach is the first musician to ever get applause for his cooking in Studio 1A.
Super
so,
true.
You know, let's give it up for him.
Can I say something really quick before we got to go away? Yeah. It is Kyle Vondero's birthday today. It was Zach's birthday a few days ago, and it is Adam's birthday, who's filling in for us in a few days. So can we, yeah.
That's the Sidearms at work. Walker Lukens on KUTX Friday, the in-stores at Waterloo Records to promote Tell It to the Judge. Thanks, y'all, for being here. Stick around. We're going to do another song or two here in Studio 1A. Did y'all enjoy the Odell beers? Did those go okay? That's good, because they're our sponsors, so they kind of like the applause. And Cliff Hargrove and Joel Chalwick are engineers. I'm Jody Denberg. Walker Lukens in the Sidearms, live in Studio 1A.